Good morning, family first.
How you doing, Matt? Speak with Erica B.
Yes, this is her.
How you doing? My name is Sinead DeVore. I'm calling from UPMC regarding Mr. Gary Williams.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I got your name from his previous case note. He just transferred over MCOs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to kind of figure out what's going on. I spoke with him once. He was not able to tell me the name of his previous provider so that I could put in an authorization for him to have continuity of care, so I had to go through the notes. I'm just trying to find out if you may have more information regarding his previous services. He didn't seem to understand how he had an MCO transfer. He said he didn't complete that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to see if anybody else could help me understand what's going on.
Let me see here. I'm just pulling up his case.
Okay.
So from what I have here, there's no notes regarding his previous agency. It was just notes regarding him wanting to transfer over to us, and we've been in contact with the previous case manager, Tykea.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a three-way with Tykea to do the transfer with the patient, and then it was just a matter of us waiting for the authorization. And then for some reason, I'm not too sure what happened, where there was no eligibility on 210. But the start that we had a start date for February 2nd. But there's no notes regarding the previous agency. It's just a matter of us speaking to the patient and the caregiver to get things moving forward with the caregiver completing paperwork so we can get services started.
Okay. I also received a call from Adina from your agency requesting authorization. But
yeah.
I told Dina that I needed to be able to confirm this with Mr. Gary. Like I said, I got your information from the case note. I haven't had Mr. Gary request, you know, this change. So do you guys have a contact for his caregiver? Because I haven't been able to get a hold of Mr. Gary.
Yes, his caregiver is Larry. Give me his phone number. His phone number is
215-871-9175. Okay.
So maybe done with the patient and the service coordinator on January 27th regarding the transfer. And the
yeah, but that was when he was with Keystone. He's now with UPMC.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the issue. He was with another service coordinator at another MCO. So, yeah, that's what the confusion is. But I'm going to give Larry a call and try to figure out what's going on. And then hopefully maybe we can get that authorization sent over once I get some type of confirmation.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.